Now, here again to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Shane McElhattan.
The events in Iran in the early hours of this morning came too late for the newspapers, but they contain enough background information to support the belief that Israel's onslaught was only a matter of when, not if. According to Mark Weiss in the Irish Times, the Iranians said Tehran had been warned by what they called a friendly country about a potential Israeli strike. He quotes the International Atomic Energy Agency as yesterday declaring Iran in breach of its non-proliferation obligations. It had already declared that Iran had secured 400 kilograms of enriched uranium, enough to make 10 atomic bombs within weeks. The catastrophic Air India crash dominates the front and inside pages. It's a story of numbers. Flight 171, 17 seconds, over 240 dead, seat 11A. The papers focus on two elements, what could have caused the crash and the incredible story of Viswas Kumar Ramesh, the man in seat 11A, the only survivor. The Mail quotes the last words of the pilot's distress call, "Mayday, no thrust, losing power, unable to lift." The paper says the plane was not much more than 400 feet off the ground when the two experienced pilots apparently lost power in both engines. They then had 17 agonising seconds to wrestle with the controls before the state-of-the-art plane smashed into a medical college. Miracle in seat 11A is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline. Sole survivor Viswas Ramesh's interview with the Hindustan Times is the basis of all the accounts in today's papers. There was a loud noise and then the plane crashed. I stood up and ran. There were pieces of the plane all around me. Yesterday's developments in the Annie McCarrick case also provide the papers with pages and pages of coverage. The Irish Independent reports that a businessman in his 60s, who was known to the 26-year-old, remained in Garda custody last night after being arrested on suspicion of the 1993 murder. The paper says Gardaí are continuing their examination of a property in Dublin after receiving solid new information from a public appeal. The Irish Sun says a cadaver dog is on standby as a search for Annie's body began yesterday. Gardaí sealed off a house in Clondalkin with diggers brought in. The paper quotes Garda sources as saying the suspect is being quizzed over five separate alibis from across the period she disappeared. A source is quoted. They're focusing on inconsistencies in the accounts previously given to them by this man. They believe false alibis may have been created at this time. The Irish Examiner's front page story is also quoting sources, urging people not to raise expectations of a significant breakthrough in the investigation. The Irish Daily Star says that while investigators are not expecting any immediate breakthrough, they remain hopeful, and they say the arrest was not a shot in the dark. Finally, the fallout from the Ballymena riots continues to get wide coverage. The Mail and Times report that a Stormont minister is under pressure to resign over the possibility that he highlighted on social media how the Larne Leisure Centre was being used to house immigrant families who'd been burnt out of their homes in Ballymena. Hours after DUP Communities Minister Gordon Lyons posted on social media, the centre was attacked. The Times quotes First Minister Michelle O'Neill calling for his resignation, accusing him of failing to show correct leadership. It also quotes the minister as defending his position and refusing to resign. The Times quotes a local resident describing men walking towards the centre, handing out balaclavas to each other. They were well organised, she told the paper. I thought Northern Ireland was past this. That's the Times quote from former Olympic swimmer Danielle Hill, describing the moment she saw four masked men appear outside the Larne Leisure Centre before it was set on fire. I thought we were beyond balaclavas. I thought we were beyond the violence.
Shane McElhattan, 12 minutes past 8. We'll talk about Iran, Israel and that overnight attack next.